Okay, good evening. This is Yitzhak Milman coming to you almost live from Chut Shel Chesed here in Jerusalem. We are at 13 Shmuel HaNavi, a wonderful, wonderful yeshiva that I've been blessed to find. There's an English-speaking program here that I urge you all to attend. This program, well, I should tell you about the program itself. It's on the top floor of the yeshiva, and it's run by Shalom Arush, Rabbi Arush, author of Book of Amunah, Garden of Gratitude, Gan HaShalom, which is the topic that we're talking about here this evening, Shalom Bias, Peace in the Home. And we have as our ongoing guest, Reb Dror Kasuto. Good evening, Reb Kasuto.
Good evening, Shalom Uvracha.
How has your week been since our last week?
Baruch Hashem, wonderful week, Baruch Hashem.
Excellent. We are getting some wonderful reaction from this perhaps untapped topic of Shalom Bias in the home, peace in the home. What does it mean? What's our obligation as men? I'm talking to you men here, but also to the ladies too. What can you expect from your husband? What do you have a right to expect from your husband? And this is our topic each week, Wednesday at 8 p.m., and so we're going to talk about it tonight. First, I did get some questions. People said, friends of mine said, you know, this Reb Kasuto, he sounds good, but what is his life like? How is Shalom Bias going for him? You know, it's one thing to teach, it's another thing to live. He has the same challenge as we do. So let me start this evening's program with that question.
So, Baruch Hashem, we don't have nothing to hide. Actually, Shalom Bayit, like we said, is the result of the will of the person to serve Hashem Yitbarach. If really a person wants to serve Hashem Yitbarach, he's going to have Shalom Bayit. But if a person wants to satisfy his lusts, his desires, he cannot have Shalom Bayit even with the most wonderful woman in the world. And for now, we're going to ask a question, another question. How can it be that there is a lot of frum people that, so to speak, are serving Hashem Yitbarach and they don't have Shalom Bayit? We know that one time Rabbeinu, the students of Rabbeinu asked him what was so special at his grandmother Odel, that she was the daughter of a Baal Shem Tov. So he answered that her quality was that always she was asking Hashem Yitbarach, how can she please him? What else she can do for Hashem Yitbarach? So a person that really wants to serve Hashem Yitbarach, it's not necessarily a person that is religious, that he's got kippah or hair cover on his head, the woman, the wife means, or that he's learning Torah Kedosha and that she's going to Shiurei Torah. It doesn't mean for sure that those people are really wants to serve Hashem Yitbarach. Maybe they want to be religious, maybe they want to live a good life, maybe they want to be separated from all of the outside worlds, from the nations, but it doesn't mean that for sure they want to serve Hashem. So to serve Hashem Yitbarach is to see what Borolam wants from me. Borolam, what you want from me? Sometimes you want to learn Torah Kedosha, and you think that you want to do that for Hashem Yitbarach. And when you're checking things deep inside, you can see that Hashem wants you to do shopping now. Now your wife, she's feeling weak. She doesn't have no power to do all of the shopping and laundry and cleaning the house herself. And it's your responsibility also. Under the chuppah, you made an oath. You took that responsibility on yourself that you're going to honor her. It's not an honor to leave her alone and to take care of all of the things that you think that they are important, and the things that they are important to her are not important to you. It's not means to honor her. Ezo mechubad amechabedet abriyot. Who is the one that is honorable? It's a person that is honoring other people. So to honor your wife, it's one of the mitzvot midoraita. It's v'simeach et ishto. You need to make your wife that she's going to be happy. So if now your wife is not happy that you're 8 hours a day in the kollel, in the yeshiva, or at job, at work, I don't know what you're fishing, I don't know what you're doing with your life. If she's not happy with that, so you're breaking that mitzvah deoraita of v'simeach et ishto. So you're telling, I need the time, or it's important for my avodat Hashem. It's not avodat Hashem. It's your desire. You think that you're serving Hashem Yitbarach. This is your excuse. This is how you're answering to yourself that you're not going to live in that knowledge that Actually, you're just satisfying yourself. You like to learn Torah. You like to sit with your friends in the yeshiva and to talk in wisdoms of Divrei Torah. Gemara Kedoshah, it's so sweet. You can learn Chassidut and I don't know what, Halachot. And you become clever and wise and you're enjoying it. But it doesn't mean that you're serving Hashem. If now there is a woman that she's dependent on you and she's suffering and she's crying and she feels all alone, so what are you doing here? It's not the truth. You're not serving Hashem. You're serving your desires, your spiritual desire, delicate desires. All right. So you're not stupid to go and to be like an animal outside in the streets running after your desires, after other animals, Chas Shalom. But it doesn't mean that you're not after your desires, spiritual desires also. And it's also not allowed. Bo'r Olam wants us to focus on His will. Bo'r Olam, what you want from me. And then everyone with his private story got his own situation that he needs to deal with. Me, for an example, I have a lot of situations, a lot of times, that I need to spend a lot more time than I assume that I think that I should or something like that in my house with my wife, with my kids. And I don't need to be in the house and this is it. And now you fulfill your obligation. You need to be happy in the house. You need to be supportive in the house. You need to be there for the kids. You need to be there for your wife. That they're going to be interesting for you. That you're going to listen to them. That you're going to be there with them. And if you have something else in mind, you need to work on that. You think that there is another thing that it's more important than your kids, Chas Shalom. In the future, you're going to pay for that. You're going to see that your kids, they have something more important than the Torah Kedoshah. Because for you, like we said before, for you, there is something more important than the will of Hashem. So they're going to drop the will of Hashem also, exactly like that you are. You're dropping the will of Hashem to learn Torah. It doesn't matter. You're not keeping the will of Hashem Itbarach. You're not making God's will. God's will is that your wife is going to be happy, that your kids are going to be happy, that everyone is going to be satisfied. I think I'm not normal, but the house is pretty normal. If you have a specific question, I would love to answer.
No, this is good. I grew up in a Western culture, and so I felt that all of my hobbies and my activities and my pursuits all had such a level of importance that that when my wife needed me, I would get to that, but it was not the priority. And through Reb Shalom's teaching. I now, with alacrity, I get up from the computer or I'll get up from my room and I'll go do the task and I'll try to be better, but I use my satisfying my wife as the barometer for what I need to do and what needs to be done in the house. And I'm really getting a great schutz from it, from doing this. Speaking of which, go ahead, sorry.
If I can say something about that, please. To satisfy the will of the wife, it's not on that Rav Shalom is saying that it's the first thing, that it's the most important thing. The most important thing is to serve Hashem. And then we know that Hashem Itbarach is commanding us to honor our wives. But if now, Chas Shalom, your wife, she wants you to do things that are wrong, that are not allowed, you're not allowed to satisfy her with those things. If now your wife, she's telling you that she wants to buy television and to bring it inside to the house, you're not allowed to do that. It's not the right thing to do. You're not allowed to agree with that because she wants to and you go to look for the best TV to television to bring to the house. It's not the right thing to do. But there is time, so what you're going to do in that, it's another question. But we need to understand that we're honoring our wives because Bo'r Olam wants us to honor our wives. So if there is time that you cannot honor your wife and you have to do something, even though that is going to be against the will of your wife, you should do that. There is that side of reality sometimes, and I'm not saying that it's easy to find out when it's the time to do that and when it's not. Every person has to have a lot of hours of davening on every subject, on everything, to realize really what the truth is, what really Bo'r Olam wants from me. It's a huge responsibility to live with other people in the same house. Everyone have his needs, everyone have his weaknesses, everyone have his desires, everyone have his spiritual will that he wants to achieve, that he wants to success in his life, wants to succeed in his life. Each and every one have those things. So sometimes you need to listen to the voice of your wife, and sometimes you need to understand that you have to decide things yourself. But it's a very delicate and very thin line, and a person needs to be awake to try to understand that it's not a game. We're talking about souls, about nefashot, about people. And he needs to be very, very careful with his wife, satisfying her and being there for her and supporting her. But still, if there is a situation that you need to decide things, you need to decide. You need to take that responsibility. And there, it's the time that the wife, she's going to honor her husband. She also have her share in that situation. That she needs also to realize that her husband, even though that not 100% of the time she can understand him, still she should trust him. She should trust her husband that he's trying to do his best. It's something that is the husband also need the support of his wife. Also need to feel that we're trusting him, that we love him, that we support him, that he can do. Sometimes there is a very big, huge decisions that the husband need to take, and he needs the support of his wife. And even when she is afraid, you need to count on the courage of your husband. He's telling you, I want to learn in the yeshiva. And he's saying, how am I going to do that? How are we going to make the parnasah? You're working all day long and we don't have parnasah. And he's trusting on Hashem. He wants to try that. And the wife, she needs to be supportive. She needs to let him. All right, you want to support him somehow. So daven on him that he's going to succeed. Beg to Borei Olam that he's going to help him, that he's going to help you, that it's not going to be a mistake. But the wife, she needs to be ezer. She needs to be a help for the husband. Not only that the husband going to run and take care of all of the needs of the wife. Chas Shalom, the wife, she's waiting for the next dish to come. And of course not the opposite. We're rebuking the husbands enough. So it's time to smile to the wives also once in a while.
Yeah. Okay, I just want to perhaps belabor that point one more time. I've been married for 36 years. And as my choices around the home have changed, first very subtly, but then less subtly, and I think my wife has seen and observed and witnessed my changes, then I find that decisions or thoughts that she has that I perhaps object to or have a contrasting opinion, she's listening to that more, and she says, oh, well, okay. In other words, as the ship is starting to turn, the fruit of those changes, the fruit of those decisions, is also changing from the other side. And so what had been perhaps a relationship more characterized by contentiousness over certain periods of time is now much more relaxed. And now there's way more agreement in understanding the better, the higher, the deeper choice to make. And that's what I was referring to before, that you make changes, you as the man, then you're going to feel and see the changes in your wife happen at the same time. Which leads me to this question. There's people of all ages in our class here at Chut Shel Chesed, of all ages, many of them young and single, or some not so young but still single. So how do we achieve, how do we get these blessings, how do we experience this when men who are wanting to build a community, study Torah, do the things they want to do, still get the wonderful pleasure of marrying? How can they square that and still live a blessed and joyous life?
So the reason that Borei Olam is not sending the wives for the husbands or husbands for the wives, it's because they're not ready yet. They don't have still the vessels that required for that relationship that in the future are going to come. So Borei Olam, only because of his real true love for that couple, he's separating them for now, that they're going to build themselves and they're going to have the powers and the knowledge, the wisdom, the sensitivity to meet in a few days, in a few weeks, in whenever. And the main thing that a person that wants to progress to the next level should do is to work on himself, to work on his midot, on his patience, on his sensitivity, on his hakarat hatov, gratitude. And if a person is going to work on those things that required in a relationship, he's fixing himself, he's doing his side of the job. Also, it's an advice that I gave a few times to people, that you should daven on your wife even that you don't know her yet. You don't know if you know her yet or no, but you should daven on her, on your mate, on your zivug, on your wife, future wife. You should daven on her because she's waiting for you also all of those years that you're waiting. She's waiting also and she's suffering also until you're going to be ready for honoring her and caring and all of those things. So to daven on her, that she also going to find her zivug, that she's going to also find her mate, and she... To daven, it's the best thing, to do tshuva on our lackings and to ask from Borei Olam for help. This is the best solution of them all. If I can say another small comment on what that we were talking before, it all depends in loyalty. When the wife, she trusts her husband, she saw that in a lot of tests in life, he was there for her. He loved her, he took care of her, he was there for her. And now he's saying that he needs to do something for himself. She's going to understand, because that she knows that he is loyalty, though, so she's going to understand that she can count on him also in things that she cannot believe, that she don't understand. It's going to be easier for her. But if all of the time he's taking care of himself, and now he's got another thing that he wants to achieve in his life, so this is why she is resisting, this is why she is fighting and not accepting it. But if she sees that he's suffering and that he is investing all of his time in the house and he is doing his effort and running for the Parnassah and learning Torah Kedosha, not because of his desires, spiritual desires, just because he really wants to be a better person, so she's got the good eyes to see that really he is an honest person and now he needs to do something, I can trust him. I'm going to support him and I'm going to be there for him.
Very nice. We get emails, and I want to get to a couple of the emails. For those of you out there who want to ask Reb Dror a question, you can do so at amunachannel@gmail.com. That's amunachannel, EmunachannelChannel@gmail.com. A Kalman from Rehavia, Reb Dror, he writes and asks, in last week's show, you mentioned that it's a man's job to bring light to the wife and the family, to make them laugh and sing, and there'd be a level of joy. Isn't it asking a lot for men to find the time to make a living and to learn and be involved in their lives and help with the kids, and then listen to the wife complaining or just wanting to talk about what the man might perceive as insignificant things? Don't you think that that's a high expectations for the average guy?
First of all, there is a lot of mitzvot that when we hear them, we understand that it's very hard to mekayem them, to make them. It's very hard. And this is why Borei Olam gave us the mitzvah of tshuva. Mitzvah of tshuva, to regret on your mistakes, and that it's going to be an opening, a door for a better future. It's the solution for all of the situation that looks hard. Maybe for a certain person it is too hard and he is not so successful in that. So he needs to do tshuva on that. He needs to try again and again and again and again. If he sees that he is wrong, to do tshuva on that and to ask and beg, Borei Olam, please help me. Give me the powers to do that. And with time, with tshuva, he's going to achieve that privilege from Borei Olam, that merit from Borei Olam, that he's going to be able to do those things, that it's looking that it's too hard for him for now. There is a person that to keep Shabbat for him, it's impossible. There is a person that to wear tzitzit, it's the most horrible mitzvah of them all for him. And for someone else, it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be just a grace. He's waiting to buy a new tzitzit. Every week, every month, every year, he's waiting for that opportunity. It's all depends on privilege. So if you see that you don't have a privilege for something, you need to do tshuva on that. To ask Borei Olam, how can it be? I'm begging you. Let me please my wife. Let me sit with them for hours. Let me enjoy my kids. people are begging to have kids, and you have kids and you're not enjoying them. You're suffering, you become crazy because you have kids. So you need to do tshuva on something. Something is wrong with you. You need, how are you going to do tshuva? You need to dedicate 1 hour, like Rabbeinu said, 1 hour every day to make yeshuva dat, to think, to realize what happened with you all last 24 hours. To look, to observe, Mo'olam, how was davening shacharit, how I was with my wife and my kids in the house, and judge yourself, not criticism, just observe, look. And if you see that you're too nervous, you're too cranky, you become chas shalom, I don't know what, vicious even, you need to do tshuva on that, regret. Mo'olam, I'm sorry, you gave me such a wonderful kids, neshamot, and I don't have the place in my spiritual body to contain them, to be with them. So please, Bor Olam, let me love them. Let me remember how important they are, how huge they are, how lovely, nice, charming they are. Let me see them. Let me see the charm of my wife. I was so happy when I married her, and now it's all gone, Chas v'Shalom. What are you going to do now? You need to daven on that, Bor Olam. Maybe I'm looking at other women, Chas v'Shalom. Maybe this is the reason that I'm suffering so much. All of the time he's trying to replace his wife with other women, other option. They're not an option. The fact that they're an option for you, it's something that you need to do tshuva on. ולא תטורו אחרי לבבכם ואחרי עיניכם, אשר אתם זונים אחריהם. We're sinning. We're going after our eyes and we're sinning. So we need to watch our eyes. We need to guard our eyes. This is something that, this is the solution. If for you it's a little bit hard to honor and to be there for everyone, and so all right, this is what you need to work on. Dedicate 30 minutes in the field every day, or in your room, in your porch, in your backyard, in the, I don't know where, in your car if you don't have a place, in a bet knesset, in a bet midrash, and sit and to talk to Bor Olam. 30 minutes if it's a must, if it's something that it's very hard, dedicate 30 minutes to talk only about that. It's critical. Now that your kids are young, you have more hope to fix things when then they're going to be old. And even if they are old, now it's the best time to fix things. We need to take responsibility. We need to love Hashem. If really a person loves Hashem, so he's willing to dedicate all of the efforts that he should, that requires to fix himself. And he's not always looking how to change things. If you always want to change your life, so you always want to force Hashem to do your will, instead of forcing yourself to do God's will. This is what we need to do. We need to force ourselves to keep the Torah and the mitzvot HaKadoshot. And the mitzvot are saying to us that we're not allowed to offend no one. We're not allowed to insult no one. And the fact that she is your wife is just making it more important. Not chas shalom that it's allowing you to disgrace her, chas shalom to hurt her, or the kids, because they're your kids. What? Because they cannot scream, because they're small, they cannot hit you back. It's even more dangerous. It's even more responsibility on your shoulders. We need to take that responsibility and to be there for them.
You have taught us in class that praises and compliments, sincerity is more important to a wife than, it's like a lifeline. It's like more important than oxygen.
Rav Shalom said that a person that's going to tell his wife 10 times a day that he loves her, he is not fulfilling his obligations yet. The inner so the spiritual side of the woman is coming from the place that calls honor. It's written kol kvuda bat melech pnima. The inner side of the wife, of the woman, of the girl, it's honor. So if you're not honoring her, so you're taking her chiyut, you're taking her life from her, chas v'shalom. This is why we need to honor. This is why we commanded by Bor Olam to honor our wives. It's a mitzvah because it's a must. It's a need. That she needs that chizuk. And the person is so arrogant, is so important to himself that he's not saying thank you like it's obvious. Why? It's not costing money. It's nothing. What's the problem? Say thank you on everything that is someone is giving you. What? You are a sheikh, Saudi. You need to be honored by all of your helpers and wives. No. have one wife and your partners, and she's bringing you coffee or food, say thank you. What's so... You want to hear thank you when you're giving something. You want to be honored. So if you want to be honored, so the minimum is that you're going to honor other people. She's making food. She's trying her effort. You don't need to tell her thank you that it's tasty. You should tell her thank you on her effort. And also, if you're going to see how lucky you are that you have such a wonderful wife, even with all the lackings, it's not that you are, I don't know, Mr. Perfect. And your wife, she is full with lackings. You're not that perfect also. You have a lot to fix. And you also want them to say thank you to you. So
we just have a couple minutes left. I wanted to get one last question here from Hanan from Nachlaot. He says, reading from the book, he says, Rav Shalom says that there's two types of wrongdoing, monetary, where somebody cheats another person, and we could rectify that, but there's also verbal wrongdoings, and these are harsh words that we say to our wife that we can apologize for, but it's hard to take them back. In the time we have left, could you address that?
So, actually, Rav Shalom told us a story. It's written in Begana Shalom that there was a couple that they planted a tree, and when they were young, after they married, and after a while, the husband came out. He was rebuking her a lot and saying bad comments to her. And after a while, he went out to the yard, to the backyard, and he saw that all of the tree was full with nails. And he came to the house and asked his wife, who done that? And she was crying again, and she said, it was me, I'm sorry. He told her, why you done that? She said, every time that you were rebuking me, yelling at me, so I went to the backyard, and I was, because of my pain, I was hammering a nail into the tree. So he done tshuva, and he regret, and he felt very bad with himself that she done that because of him. And he told her, I'm asking you, please, if you can, every time, every day that I'm nice to you, that I'm not rebuking you, I'm doing tshuva, take one out. And she said, all right, I accept it. And after a few months, he came out to the backyard and he saw that the tree is complete, no nails. He was very happy. But when he went closer to the tree, he saw that it's still full with holes. So even that you're taking out the nails and you apologize, still the damage of that hitting, of that Chas Shalom rebuking tochecha, that it's not coming from a complete love, from complete love that is full with love and support and caring, it still hurts. So we need to take care of our words and to take responsibility on our words also. Thank you very much, Rabotai Karim. Come to the yeshiva.
Thank you so much. We are at 13 Shmuel Hanavi, a couple stops right out of downtown. Please come join us. I have met wonderful people, wonderful friends of all ages. Thank you so much, Reb Dror Kasuto, and good evening.